Привет, фриволкер! Добро пожаловать на эту серию подкаста для энтузиастов и инструкторов скандинавской ходьбы.
Hello, Freewalker. Welcome to the episode of the podcast for Nordic Walking enthusiasts and instructors.
Сегодня у нас необычный релиз. Пойдем в сопровождении Александра Меха из Беларуси и Жан-Петро Белтрамелло из Италии.
Today we have an unusual release. We will go in the company of Alexander Mack from Bielorussia and Gianpietro Beltramello, myself, from Italy.
Как несложно догадаться, мы будем общаться на английском языке. И если тебя интересуют инновации в скандинавской ходьбе, тогда присоединяйся к нам.
Well, as you can guess, we'll communicate in English. I'm not so fluent in your language. And if you are interested in innovation in Nordic walking, please join us.
Это второй подобный опыт на английском языке. Мы продолжаем встречаться с коллегами из других стран.
This is the second English version of the podcast. We continue meet colleagues from other countries.
Ciao, Gianpietro. It's nice to hear you in this time, this Christmas time, and Happy New Year.
Thank you, Alex. Ciao, and welcome to all our listeners.
Let's start from your story. What was your story of the Gabel company? And maybe those listeners who already use these fantastic poles would like to hear more about it.
Well, the story of Gabel is actually a very similar story of the sports companies in my area. We are located in the northern east part of Italy, where basically a lot of brands worldwide known are present, like Nordica, Technica, or even the Benetton Group, that started by families really passionate on specific activities. In my case, my father was super passionate on sports. And they start to develop these products, as I said, with a very strong passion. The difference in my case has been that my father, that was also a dreamer to become a pilot, was working on in Germany prior to the Second World War. And he learned a lot of high-tech solutions and technologies to work with light alloys and advanced products that after the war, keeping his passion, he was able to apply on the production of different sports products. In fact, he didn't develop only ski poles or poles in general, but he did a lot of other products from skates to ski bindings to many other toys for him, okay? And he was... And he was also a quite strong skier. So in 1956, he finally started this passion as a small business in the basement of our house. And I was not born yet. And basically, my involvement started since when I was a kid. Then during the years, the company grew, became quite active in the international businesses. And in 84, I was able to start a direct involvement. And in the 90s, I was basically purchasing the company from my parents. So in this journey, I have learned a lot from my father that was a really fantastic person. He also wrote a book about himself and this journey that was really passionate. And in 94, 93, 94, 95, when Nordic walking was starting to see the lights in different areas without being yet very famous, we decided to look into this into this product because the real ski pole business was actually starting suffering for the different seasons that were not always so popular or better, becoming very different in terms of approach, means that people start to have issues with money and with the crisis since 78, 79 with the first oil crisis. And so the ski business start to become not so a very stable business, especially also for the weather conditions. As we know, the globe is a little bit heating. And we saw in the past two decades, several years that were not really so generous about snow. And it's not only an issue related to the recent years that we had in Moscow, spring temperatures during December, or also here, very, very mild winters with no snow at all. So in one way, we developed the outdoor that was actually quite getting really popular those days. And in the meantime, we had this Nordic walking approach that was actually, from our side, a little bit different from all our competitors, because we perceived the Nordic walking more a local or fitness activity, very much related to the well-being than an outdoor activity to explore the outdoor environment. So, and this was actually a kind of interesting development as all our competitors were actually connecting and developing their business and their approaches with the ski communities and offering these kind of, let's say, summer activities to ski teachers or cross-country teachers. As we know, the Nordic walking was actually used in Scandinavia, kind of training activity for cross-country skiers and cross-country athletes. So we found and we thought that actually the activity was very much useful for well-being and in some case also helping people to develop a kind of protocols and activities to protect themselves from disease.
Gianpietro, may I ask you about this main question, who came first, chicken or egg? Like, who was the first in Italy? Instructors, Nordic walkers, or manufacturers who produced and offered these new poles to the market?
Well, actually, the development of the Nordic walking in Italy has been promoted by us in a very strong way, as Italy, during those years, was absolutely not interested and not known, as it was mainly developed in Scandinavia and in Central Europe. So we have actually organized and promoted and pushed a lot of local experts to interest themselves in this kind of new discipline. And in fact, I have to say that Südtirol, which is a province in Italy where there are as a main language a German-speaking language, was the area that was absorbing first the Nordic walking culture and development, because it was close to Germany. And Germany was actually quite well receiving this activity. The people perceived the advantage, and during the 2002, 2003, 2004, it was a blowing discipline that was developing a lot of new products. A lot of people went to this kind of business that developed from socks to shoes, many other products. And those years are actually the years that we choose to have the first cooperation with universities involved in sports science, like Padua, Verona, Trento. And we started to deposit the first some of our first patents dedicated to Nordic walking. So these years has been really productive in terms of novelties. Okay.
Okay. Gianpietro, and those times when the market becomes more full of these offers, I think that every developer wants to come first with some different features, like different approaches from other who produce Nordic walking poles. What was the special in the story of Gebel in production of the poles?
Well, in the beginning, we saw that one of the interesting feature was, first of all, to propose beside fixed length product, adjustable poles. Unfortunately, there was initially a kind of culture against the adjustable poles because few of the manufacturers were not specialized on that. And in this case, as they were not able to produce reliable adjustable products, reliable adjustable poles, they were actually presenting those products kind of not properly made for Nordic walking. First of all, our goal has been to develop a NCS system, which is a quick release system of the strap, and also a very comfortable strap for many, many different size of hands, which is still the solution we are using today. In fact, this is a patent that has been deposited, I think, around 2004 and still valid for at least another 4 or 5 years. And still is really a strong difference comparing all the other systems that are in the market. Beside the adjustable technologies, the accessories used are really reliable in terms of locking, as they reach the strength of over 100 kilos in terms of axial force pushing, with a 3 decanewton in terms of turning, which is when you close and you twist the two sections. It's a very, very simple force that you need to pull. So these kind of main things has been really important, because the adjustability of the poles in our idea were important, especially on the progress of your technique. Because when you start and you are a beginner, you attempt to use the poles a little bit shorter. And then when you start to walk in a more, let's say, athletic way, your step become a little longer, your extension of the arm become a little longer too. And so the type of pole that you actually need has to be a little higher. So, and this was a very strong advantage, instead of changing the poles after maybe a month or two that you were, you know, learning a better technique.
From my own experience, I can notice that your straps are really soft. So most people who enjoy Nordic walking, mostly they're women, and they really appreciate this soft touch of the straps that made from Gebel. And I want to ask about these poles that looks like a combination of a fixed length of a pole with a lift up of grip. Why do you think this is not so popular? But from my point of view, like an instructor, is the most reliable and most appropriate pole for the Nordic walker. It's combined the features of the fixed pole and this possibility to adjust the length of the pole. But I see that most people who buy the adjustable poles, they usually pay attention to the compact models, like two sections.
I have to say that in the first years, there were a very, how can I say, conservative approach or very strict approach about some of the main associations promoting the fixed length pole as the only true Nordic walking pole for the top users, including instructors, including strong walkers. And this policy was actually, in a certain way, justified by specific reduction on vibrations, which are less comparing pole, which is made by several sections, especially if there are three or more, okay, or two eventually. But in the meantime, we found a solution to try to reverse the system of using the smaller diameter on top and a much longer tube on the bottom to create a product that, yes, it's also still telescopic, means adjustable, but the feeling of this product, it's much more closer to this one section tube, so non-adjustable, not a walking pole, that in fact has a specific characteristic of low vibration and a little higher lightness, because you don't have any mechanism of adjustment.
Gianpietro, who has the most influence on the developers? Are these athletes, enthusiasts, instructors, or organizations who can give you offer what to do next with the poles? Or you do it kind of dialogue with all of them?
Well, we have an organized structure and system where there are all different type of users at the moment monitoring our products. We are the only company, I believe, at the moment today, offering a user guide of all our collection. So we are able to identify a specific user for each of our product. And in fact, in our website and in the back of our catalog, you can see the characteristic of the user connected to different products. So for this reason, we have reached this kind of definition because, as I mentioned to you, we have a test form in term of different sections. So the grips, the strap, etc., etc., etc. And all these parts are getting judged by all different categories of user. And you have different requests from, let's say, an athlete which is doing races, and maybe a person which is like a lady, not so heavy, and wants to do Nordic walking three times a week, just in a park and not in a steep slope or in trails with different elevations. So all different characteristics has been very well considered by us, because again, we believe that Nordic walking is really a sport for everybody. And so this is why we have paying attention to the requests and the needs from the kids that are actually starting at the age of 6, 7, 8, as we have strong programs with schools in several countries in Europe of elementary school, so from 6 to 11 years old. And then from here, we have a huge group of different users, and we have been able to develop products that are actually dedicated to all these different type of users. So,
Gianpietro, do you have some kind of scientific communication approach to the development of new products?
Oh yeah, we have actually produced a lot of publications together with these scientific partners, and you can find a lot of them in our websites. I can tell you that we have collected more than 300 different jobs done by universities or research centers in Nordic walking. And wow. Some of them are ours, and some of them are from other universities done independently. So there is a really big activity done in Nordic walking available. And as I said, a strong part is actually produced by University of Verona, which is our main partner in the development of the products and of the Nordic walking poles, and has been probably the university that has produced more scientific jobs than anyone in the world so far as I know.
Nowadays, we have a look around how really fast new features come to our usual life, and these new devices, new technologies who come to poles as well. What is the future of the Nordic walking? Can you like dream about future poles, what it can be, and what steps the Gable do at the moment?
Well, we are proud to say that our company has been really active in developing and researching and actually finding new roads and new technologies for the poles. As we started a cooperation, as I mentioned to you, with the University of Torino, with the Department of the Mechanic and Engineering, Aerospace Engineering of Torino University. And there, with a specific professor, which is a friend of mine, Aurelio Soma, which is the responsible guy of this department, we have started a road in terms of developing high-tech applications with the Nordic walking poles. And so we have been able to produce important scientific publications on these specific inventions that has been released in 2018 and 2019. And then this year, we have finally put in the market our very innovative poles that are the e-poles. And these are Nordic walking poles that are actually sensorized with the digital technologies, and they can be synchronized together, and they measure all your upper body activity while you're doing Nordic walking. They are also connecting themselves with the app that you can download in both Apple Store and Google Play Store. E-Poles is the name. So it's E like Europe, hyphen, and P-O-L-E-S. So E-Poles, okay. And it's a black, green, light green logo on the app. And there you can actually memorize, you can download all these activities that you as instructor or experts or also your students can record, and you can analyze all these activities. It has been really an interesting job because we had to invent, we had to create specific indexes and parameters that they were absolutely not existing before. Like, for example, the
could you be a little bit more particular in what kind of parameters they can see and detect?
Yeah, you can detect, for example, the regularity of your left and right part of your body. And so you have also a system that is measuring the opening and closing of your hands. So, and there is an indexes which is making a ratio between your cycle of your activity and the opening and the closing of your hand. Plus, you have a system which is measuring the time of your cycle and also the duty cycle, which is the power, or better, the time contact of your push when you are doing the walk. As we know, there are two phases. One is a phase that the pole is actually traveling and not touching the ground. And then there is a phase where the pole touches the ground and you push yourself forward, pressing the pole on the ground. Then you have also the opportunity to measure all your angle of the positioning of the pole and the lifting of the pole and the average angle that you have had during the push phase. So there are so many new indexes. There are more than 20, and they're giving you all these characteristics of your walk. And if you do analysis of your way of walking on a certain time period, means after a week, after 2 weeks, 3 weeks, etc., you are able to identify the development of your technique and the improvement of your ability. So in specific profiles, you are able also to create a kind of predicting trend of your physical body indexes. So you are able to achieve a kind of program where you can predict after 3, 4, 5 weeks where you will be, for example, in 6 months with your blood pressure, if you have metabolic disease or metabolic problems, for example. And this is really interesting because there are not yet specific tools that are able to give you these kind of indications.
There are plenty of indications. And can you compare left side and right side during this detecting?
Yes, if you get in the indexes page, you have all these contact symmetry analysis. So there is a system which is judging how good you are in terms of having the contact on the ground on the left and the contact of the ground on the right pole and comparing where you are. And these indices are measured in percentages. So if you have 100% value, it's coming out a green light. So you are actually kind of perfect in your specific activity. Or you have three more different levels, yellow, orange, and red, where red, of course, the technique has to really be improved.
Okay, I see a very, really huge possibilities in this technology, even for amateurs, for athletes, and for instructors. Do you think EPULSE would be possible to use in a competitions to check the technique, the correct technique during the distance?
Well, there are some parameters that are getting measured that are absolutely really undisputable, so they're correctly measured. The point is that the pole, the sensors are blind. So in fact, they measure angles, they measure the activity, but in fact, on certain level, you cannot really see how the person is actually walking. For example, when you do the push and then you place the pole in the ground, and in general, in the races, they are asking to get the hands on the other side of the hips, walking. Okay.
Yes, yes.
Of course, this kind of specific point cannot be seen by the pole because the pole is measuring an angle and the pole is measuring a time that you are walking and a time that you are
touching the ground.
Pushing the ground. Exactly. But if you do this and you want to kind of cheat the sensors on certain level, you can. This is why the tool is actually very important to be used also with the help of an instructor.
For those who want to see the results where they lead amateurs of Nordic walking.
Yes, it means that they are a great tool. But in fact, in my view, it has to be used also with the proper cooperation and help of an instructor, unless you are an expert and at that point you can interpret your data. That can do a picture of your brain, of your, but you need to have an expert reading it.
I understood. Okay. And are there any situation in which these poles won't be useful? Like it's when it's too cold, when it's too hot, when you use gloves or something else?
Well, the poles are actually produced with a very wide range of use in terms of temperatures because you go from minus 10 for sure up to plus 40. Inside the pole has a battery, a rechargeable battery, which is probably the most, sensitive component about the temperature. However, the fact that you are using the pole inside your hand, in general, as the sensors are there, including also the battery, it's well protected from temperature, and also they are well protected as they are sealed regarding humidity or water. They cannot be used underwater for sure, but they can be used eventually in a rain condition. That is not a problem. The battery is actually very durable. It has a, I think, a 500 or something like that cycle in terms of recharging. And every charge can last up to a week. So we have between four and five years of durability of the battery. And you have today also a durability of, as I said, 4, 5, 6 days of exercise.
Gianpietro, this new e-poles, they are mostly for Nordic walking instructors and athletes, or you see some possibilities for the other specialists?
Well, so far, there is a very strong a group of experts that are actually using Nordic walking in terms of tools to generate rehabilitation activities, or let's say to use Nordic walking in health approaches. It is getting more and more identified, Nordic walking, as the good medicine. Means that beside the pharmacological approach, the activities and the Nordic walking is giving a huge benefit, especially now with this new e-pulse that is also equipped by sensors. And this kind of new technology is offering in different fields neurological applications, or metabolic applications, or cardiological applications. These indexes that we have described before, they can be used as a predicting values and indexes of developments of certain pathologies. We don't have yet specific information on that, but there are at least a dozen universities and hospitals that are trying the pulse, for example, for the rehabilitation of the people that had breast cancers. And in these rehabilitation activities, they can monitor how the left part or the right part is actually developing and improving during the time, especially before the surgery and then after the surgery. And this is actually a new method that is getting back the person in his normal life much sooner, and also guarantee the approach in the future that the regular activities can be done. Because when there is these kind of events and you have the breast cancer that is removing all the lymph nodes and all your important part of your arm, you have really problems of arm swollen, and you don't even have the possibility to, I don't know, load a dishwasher or a washing machine or driving the car. So these kind of issues can be solved with the e-pulse, giving you the opportunity to exercise and monitor your exercise done in a proper way, to giving the arm the possibility of compensate these kind of issues. So the results can be in the future really, really important.
I just note for our listener that in the episode 35, we had a talk with Cristina Gonzalez Castro about Nordic walking for oncological processes. If someone would be interested, they can refer to this episode.
Yeah, Cristina Gonzalez Castro is actually one of our testers of the e-pulse and one of our researchers, by the way.
Okay, I hope this new fantastic pulse will come soon on our market, and all instructors and athletes who wish to make better their technique will use it. Could you please tell me about funny stories that you know from your experience? Sometimes people buy pulse and use it a different way that the developer wanted to be used.
Well, yeah, there are sometimes situations that are actually a little bit, how can I say, surprising to me. I mean, there are users that sometimes are getting the Nordic walking poles use for snowshoeing, for example. And this is kind of not the best approach in terms of using them in the snow, okay, because they are not made for winter sports activities like snowshoeing or alpine touring. On the other hand, we had sometime users that are using the pole with the grip incredibly reverse, so not using the strap, and then grabbing the pole forward, rear, back, so which is kind of incredible how you can do it, but I saw it using it. So, and the other point that sometime it's not so a big mistake, but it is an issue, is in fact to have people using the wrong size of the pole. Means that they are actually choosing a pole that is really too small or really too high. And of course that compromise and actually jeopardize the activity that you are actually doing with the Nordic walking, as if you don't have the right proportion with your pole and yourself, the actual activity become not so efficient for the results you want to obtain.
Gianpietro, do you think that we can in future see the customization of the Nordic walking poles? For example, any customers who will come can ask for special size, special length of the pole, special grips, and it will be combined at the service at the store, or is not applicable?
Well, I think we are in a kind of early stage, as so far there are still so many users that are actually using trekking poles or ski poles to do Nordic walking that I believe...
Yeah, I see this in Belarus as well.
Yes, I think that the first phase that we need to actually promote is to have all these people moving to a dedicated Nordic walking pole first. And that will be actually a very, very strong benefit for all these people. Then regarding the customization of the grip, I'm not sure, because so far the ergonomic shapes of the grips that actually the grip itself, it is used, yes, to get handed. But in the meantime, also, you need to open your hand all the time, no?
No, and I mean, like some people want special. Some people like with a cork grip, some with a...
Foam, you mean, or this kind of different material? Well, this is already available. Today, we are in the condition to change the grips for these type of users that wants eventually to have a product with soft foam or cork or any other material. We are now also testing specific new grips in leather that has a different touch. On the other hand, more and more we are seeing also users that are approaching Nordic walking with special gloves. We also have a very wide range of gloves with surfaces, with the surfaces of the hands that are using special grippy pads. So first of all, you protect your hands. And I know that I would say more ladies are actually quite sensitive on this aspect.
Yes.
Especially when you have severe temperatures, as we have dedicated Nordic walking gloves that protect people up to minus 20, minus 25. And they're very popular also in Russia and all these cold countries like yours. On the other hand, we have also gloves that has half fingers. So you have the final part of your hands free, especially if you are walking on not so hot, cold countries. But in the meantime, you have the protection of your internal part of your hand, in your palms. So I believe will be more a development of these kind of accessories than the actual grips, as it's much more simple and much more comfortable to use a dedicated glove which is fitting you perfectly than changing so many grips that in fact are not really in full contact with your hands all the time.
Gianpietro, where the listener can find some more information about you, about company, maybe to get in touch on social media, what is the most appropriate way?
Well, there are a few websites dedicated to different subjects and arguments. Of course, they can find a lot about us about the products, by the way, on our company website, www.gabel.it. Then there are few more sites like epols.com, where there are all the new technologies regarding the epols. And then there is also a very, very new site where there are webinars and a lot of activities. It's more like a blog than a website. And inside there are a lot of publications related to doctors, to experts, to sports application. I know that the 8th of January, there is, for example, a webinar dedicated to Nordic walking races, as we are sponsor of the World Cup of Nordic walking, and so other different activities in racing. And this is called www.gabelexperiences.com.
I will put all these links in the show notes of the episode.
Yeah, and plus, I want to propose and I want to offer to your first 200 listeners the opportunity to download for free the book that my father wrote, which is, the title is Will to Win. My father was a racer all his life, and so... And so he really liked competitions. He really liked also competition in life. And he wrote this book that many people say it's very nice about his life. So it's not related to the company. Of course, the company is mentioned, but it's more related to his life that started quite tough in the beginning of last centuries, as he was also emigrated in France and so many different experiences, especially during the Second World War. And we will offer to your 200 first listeners the opportunity to download the digital book of my father.
Great, great. Thank you, Gianpietro. It was nice to hear you, to spend this time together with you. I hope to see new approaches, new development ideas in Nordic walking, and maybe you will come next time to impress our listeners.
Thank you very much, Alex. It has been a great pleasure to be a participant of this new venture for me. I tell you the truth, sorry for maybe my difficult explanations, but it is the first time that I'm doing these experiences, so I hope I have been able to be clear for the listeners. However, I will be glad to repeat this kind of experience in the future as soon as you will let me.
Okay, great. I hope to invite you next time and to talk to you again.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.